Dr. Gwen Show, where you come to be inspired, educated, and empowered to live a passionate and effective life on purpose. The number one podcast show for inspiring women. This is the podcast where we support you in living your best life ever, even while raising happy, healthy kids. Tired of feeling stuck in a rut with nowhere to turn for resources and advice? We can help. Achieve your best life ever by listening to our podcast show. Introducing the woman who believes it's possible to be totally fulfilled in all circumstances of life, the host of the Dr. Gwen Show, the Dr. Gwen.
Welcome, everyone, to the Dr. Gwen Show. Today we have Rhonda Marshall on the show with us, and I'm really excited to have Rhonda here in the studio with us. Rhonda is the owner of Inasi. Inasi is a natural hair care product, and Rhonda hails out of North Carolina, and today we're going to be asking her some questions about her experiences and how she got started. So, Rhonda, thank you so much for joining us here in the studio.
I'm so glad to be here. So glad to
awesome.
Be here.
We're really glad to have you. So now, Rhonda, you started your career as a science teacher, right? You have a bachelor's in. Tell us how you got started.
Okay. Well, initially, I have a bachelor's degree in chemistry. And so during my college years, I actually worked at Helene Curtis, which is now Unilever. So I was able to work with Suave shampoo and conditioners. I helped develop the Degree First Clear Stick. And so that really sparked my interest to really pursue chemistry even further, and especially the hair care industry. And once I graduated from college, I actually worked as a chromatography chemist at a water waste treatment company. And so when I did that, I worked there for a little over a year. And then my husband and I, we got married, and then I, became pregnant with child. So I made the decision to go from a career woman to a stay-at-home mom. So I did that, and I have four children. So I stayed home, because I wanted to kind of be there with them and help them. And so when my youngest went to kindergarten, I was actually before that, when he was, maybe about two or three, I went back to get my master's degree in education, because I love science, and I wanted to affect children in another way. I had children now, so my focus kind of changed more, so I wanted to get into the education arena, but also still keep my science. Mm-hmm. So once my son went off to kindergarten, I was able to get back into the working arena, and I decided to go to teach high school chemistry, high school science. So I did that for a while, and this is my story. Long story short, I did that high school, and it was a little bit more demanding having the demands of being a science teacher as well as being a mom. So I left teaching, and then I became an entrepreneur, and that story, and that's kind of how I got into the entrepreneur arena.
Right. So in a moment, then I'm going to ask you a few questions about that. But you said you have four children, and at what point did you have the other children? Because you talked about your son and him being mm-hmm. in kindergarten. So at what point in this whole journey did you have your other children?
Well, my children are now, they're 17, 16, 13 and 11. So I literally had stair-step children. So my daughters are 16 months apart. They're the oldest. And then my boys are 20 months apart. So as you can see, and then there was like a 3-year gap between the boys and the girls. So basically, once I had one, I just went ahead and had all four of them. So during that whole period of time, I was able to, I was at home with them, but I was also going to school at night. Okay. So, to get my master's degree. So I set it up in a way so that when my youngest was able to go to kindergarten, I was able to get back into the workforce and, you know, in the education arena, because I was a certified teacher now through, you know, having my master's. Yes.
Okay. So you kind of balanced family with your education and worked it out so that you were able to do that. So that's really great, because a lot of our women, our audience, is women who are either on the brink of starting their business or just starting their business. And sometimes a lot of people allow the hurdles of family and all of that to stop them. But here you were being very strategic about the education, and when you took your move or your plunge either into the educational field to become a professional or an entrepreneur. What would you say was the biggest challenge for you to get there?
So the one thing I want to say, and really it's very helpful, is that you need the support of your family or someone. Mm-hmm. Especially, I mean, I thank God for my husband. He was there, you know, to pick up the slack, even, you know, me being in school or having to juggle, you know, cooking and cleaning, and also my in-laws was a big help as well. So I had, you know, my mom and his mom, they all kind of helped to pick up the slack. So that's one thing that I would definitely say, you need someone. You can't do this by yourself. It's just impossible. There was no way you can even start an entrepreneurial career or anything with, especially having children, without the support of someone. And that's gonna push you and give you that encouragement. So that was really, I would say, the overall thing was the support, having the support to have all of these dreams and have all these ideas to come into fruition. Is that you need that support. So me making the plunge into the entrepreneur in an arena, my husband, he's an engineer, so he works as an engineer, so. That was a big help for me, too, as far as to be able to, you know, stop teaching and then to actually pursue the entrepreneur route. And even to this day, you know, we are in business together, so we, you know, help each other out with that. And even still, I do have the support of my family and friends just encouraging me, supporting me, and, you know, wherever that may be that I need at the time. Because a lot of times, we need encouragement, even if it's an encouraging word. You can do this. You know, look at this, and kind of remind you of where you came from to say, you can do this. You got this. You got to keep pushing at it. And so that was a big, I say, overarching thing that helped me to make the leap.
I know there may be some women listening to us right now who may be single, and they may be the only parent, and they may be thinking that, well, you know, I don't have a husband. I don't have a cousin or anyone to support me. But I believe, as you do, that kind of reaching out and having a network to support is really good. But some network of friends, right? You would agree.
Yes, totally agree. Yes.
Right.
Yes, because you need that some type of support. And then you're in places where, yes, you may move to a place and you don't know anybody, or you don't have, like, I don't know what to do. And sometimes, and that's where the comfort zone, you kind of, it's a saying that says a comfort zone is a nice place, but nothing ever grows there. So So the comfort zone is, okay, me and my family, we're going to stay in this bubble, and we're not going to talk to anybody. It's just going to be me and my family. But realistically, if you want to grow, you need the support of others. And it doesn't have to be. Sometimes the greatest support is from people that don't have your blood, you know, that aren't blood relatives. There are people who, you know, who believe in you, who see you, and who, you know, you touch them in some kind of way, and they say, you know what, I just want to support you. I just want to give you this. I just want to tell you this. And you, if you look for it, you will find those people.
Completely awesome. And I really love your statement that the comfort zone is where nothing grows. I've never heard it said that way. And a lot of people are not willing to do that. But if you really want to make that leap and be different, you have to. But I'm going to steal that one. I love it. The comfort zone is where nothing grows.
Yeah.
Okay, so, So now you jumped off and you started your business. And did you meet any hurdles in getting started on your entrepreneurial journey? Tell us about the challenges you had and how you overcame those.
I have a product of a physical product business. So we make hair products. And so being in the hair products industry, you have manufacturing issues. You have issues where you're working with the labeling. You know, you have your ingredients on it, and then, they forgot this. And you're in a production, and somebody, they're making your products for you, and, you have a waste issue where, you're not making it. Okay, so say if you're measuring out this, you're not going to be as wasteful as somebody who maybe is working for you. Mm-hmm. So, you think about in all of these things, you're trying to coordinate people. You're trying to get people to get your vision, and that's the most challenging thing about a product business, that you're trying to make all of these moving parts work in your favor, and it doesn't work. And 9 times out of 10, it doesn't work that way, and that's when you have to be flexible. And that's what I'm learning. And I think the biggest challenge is that with any business, there are so many people that you have to depend on to make your product be successful. And it I didn't really realize that because I started out making my product in my kitchen. I started out, just whipping up some, butters and handing them out to people, and they loved them. And I would go to different shows and they would sell out. But then as you grow, as you get bigger, you can't make it in your kitchen. As far as health-wise, everything, it has to be at a facility. So now you have employees. Now you have people who, make the stuff for you. So you have to relay your vision to them. You have to make sure. So to me, the challenge was getting all these moving parts to work in my favor. And that's something even still to this day, it's a challenge for me. But, you go one day at a time. So,
Yeah, completely. And I mean, I really applaud you for your flexibility in stretching yourself to reach to all of those different levels, because definitely, sure, when you have a brick and mortar business or you have a product-based business, it's a little different than when you have information that you are marketing online.
Right.
Because when you're marketing information online, you don't necessarily have all of those physical things to deal with. You do have your individual things to deal with, but it's not on that same plane or level with waste and all of that. Waste of time maybe for other people who may be working for you, but it's not on the same plane. Yeah, so I do applaud you for really stretching out. Now, Inasi, that caught my eye. How did you arrive at that name?
Well, and the name Inasi, it's derived from a Latin word, Inasi, which is innate, to be natural, to be born into. And so initially, and our name was Being Free Comes Naturally. Okay, that was as the name I came up with, and I liked the name. But realistically, when you're trying to do beingfreecomesnaturally.com, it's pretty long. So, and then, so I wanted to have the gist of I wanted to have the foundation, the crux of what the business is, and to condense it. So my husband and I, we really researched, looked at what it means to be born, to be natural, to be, just those characteristics. And we saw Inasi, and we was like, the name, the wording, we wanted to make it phonetically, correct. So we came up with Inasi, Inasi. And so if I make, and just a little bit background about our company, there is a movement now. A lot of women are not relaxing their hair. They're, going without any relaxers. And so, I have 15 years I have not had chemicals in my hair. So the gist of what our company is, our mission is loving the you that you're born into. And so that's really what Inasi is. And we wanted to just to show women that your hair, the way it comes out of your hair, is beautiful. I mean, it's every curl, every straight, everything, the way in which your hair, it grows, it's great and it's beautiful and we celebrate that. And so that's kind of the crux of, and we want to give you the tools to help you to feel confident in that and to walk boldly in that and to feel that you can handle this, you can do your hair, you can, you know, embrace your curls. And that's kind of where the gist, the foundation of Anasi, that's where we derive from.
That is completely beautiful. I love the name. It's kind of very exquisite, and I love the motto, like, loving how you were born. So I really,
yes,
really love that. Now, tell us about the product lines that you carry.
Okay. We have, initially, we started out with three products. We have, we started out with our baby. This is my baby, is the Island Breeze Moisturizing Hair Whip, because that started from the very beginning. That's a hair whip, and it actually can be used as a hair and body. And it's great for if you want to wear your hair curly. It actually seals in moisture, so it's more like a shea butter base, so it's a butter. And then we also have a leave-in conditioner. It's aloe hibiscus leave-in conditioner, and this more so it's a creamy consistency, but it's not really thick like a rinse-out conditioner, and it'll you can put that in your hair and it'll actually moisturize your hair, okay. And then we also have our custard. We have a gel, which is of course typical custard. It you know gives your hair the extra. Your curls, that extra hold that you need, and it defines your curls. And we also have a shampoo, a soothing mint shampoo. It's a gentle cleansing shampoo, and it's great. You know, it's great for all hair types. And we also have a conditioner that goes with it, soothing mint conditioner. And we have a deep conditioner, which is our mango hemp deep conditioner. And it has, like, protein, has a lot of moisturizing elements to it. It has silk amino acid, helps to get the hair, strengthen the hair, especially if you are want to straighten your hair. If your hair needs that extra boost, if it needs to be strengthened, if you're color treated, it's great for that. So those are our six products that we have.
Okay, sounds good. What type of hair type is this for?
You know what? They work, they're great on all hair types, and I can literally say that because every spectrum of hair type have used it and love them. The custard, I would say, the gel, which is any custard, will not create curls that you do not have. So if your hair is naturally straight, then it's not going to give you curls. It's only accentuate the curls that you have. And that's what I tell people a lot, you know, because people always say, Kim, I want my curls to be like that. I'm like, well, is your hair like that? You know, so everybody has their own curl pattern and, you know, have their hair type. So you have to know what that is, and that's what we do at Anasi. We really educate our customers as to what your hair can do and what it cannot do. And you work with what your hair can do, and it'll work for you. You know, if you don't work against your hair, then, you know, then you won't have all of these hair issues. But if you work with it, you'll have, I mean, it's a beautiful experience.
That's really great, and that's so perfect, too, with everything else in life. If you just kind
yes.
of go with the grain of how
yes.
God is working things out instead
yes.
of against it, everything
yes.
works out. So just go with the natural grain of things, and we'll
yes.
be all right. That is really great. Now, I would like for you, if somebody wants to get a hold of some of these products, do you
okay.
have a website that they can and connect with, and also maybe an email address or a phone number or something? How could they get a hold of the product?
Okay, yes. Our website is www.anasi.com, and that spelling is INAHSI.com. And you can reach us if you go on our site. You can reach us at the Contact Us page. Or you can do info@anasi. Info is info@anasi.com. So that's INAHSI.com if you would like to reach us.
Thank you so much, Rhonda. And in leaving our audience with a message, what would that one thing be that you would like to leave our audience with?
You can do this. Okay, and I want you to tell yourself that. Say, and you look in your mirror and say, I can do this. Whatever it is that day. If you want to start your business, I can do this. Because it starts out with your mind, your mindset, your made-up mind to say, I can do this. And when you say that, things will start to come to you that will embrace what you have already accepted. Once you say, I can do this, then you take one step forward and you go out and you get it.
Oh, boy, that is some really, really great message to leave and to end on. And so, Rhonda, thank you for joining us here at the Dr. Gwen Show today. And to our listeners, thank you so much for joining us. And do remember to visit us at www.thedrgwen.com. Like us on Facebook at the Dr. Gwen Show. And we will see you.